practicing 162.
Here are some exceeding great and precious promises. At home in our lower auditorium, and there are two more verses to this song. The fifth verse in that book is a verse for older people, or so I used to think, till I started getting older. And then I looked up the text in Isaiah 46, and I realized that it's for all of us because it says, "E'en down to old age, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love." And really, if you look it up in Isaiah, you see that it means not just when you're old, but while you're getting old.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says this, "E'en down to old age, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And when hoary hairs shall their temples adorn like lambs, they shall still in my bosom be born." And then this one that we're going to sing together in closing, "The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake." Shall we stand and sing those wonderful words yet in closing?
"The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his
Lord, this evening we want to thank you for your word. Jesus. Wonderful words of life.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that we can rely on your word because it never fails. It never passes away. It's backed up by who you are, unchangeable, unfailing God. We thank you, Lord, that you are ever faithful and ever true. And so, Lord, your words will never pass away. And we can rely on that which you have said, for it shall never fail.
Yes.
So, Lord, we pray that you will help us all to stand upon your promises,
yes,
to put our trust in your holy word. We thank you for the hope, the bright hope that we have because of your promises. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so tonight we want to just say yes to you, Lord. We thank you that all God's promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, and that we can lay hold and lay claim to the promises that you have made to us. Help us to honor you, Lord, by doing so with all of our hearts, Lord, believing your word. Don't let us ever waver or ever doubt, but let us trust in you with all of our hearts. Now we pray that you'll keep us as we go from this place. I pray for your protection over each one and your blessing upon each one and your gracious work to go forward, to be carried forward in each of our hearts and lives for your name's sake and for your glory. Amen. There will be those who would like to stay and wait before the Lord, and so those who are leaving, as we do, when we do, let's remember that and go quietly. God bless you.